I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to episode 8 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes encounter an ancient horror and invite it to accompany them on their adventure. Previously...
Oh man.
Let's go flying.
Hang on,
and
how
get
are
some
you
flies.
Sitting on
a fly right. Girl's back?
So,
like a horse.
Like a horse?
Straddling him, so like... Knees like onto his abdomen, left hand like hooked under his fly chin,
yep,
or neck, and sword swinging up high.
So worst case scenario here, my consciousness ends up in a fly, become a fly jaw.
Yep.
I don't like that. Mickey, you okay?
I'm fine. This is just not where I thought my life would go.
You were a car, now you're a bus.
But I was a man. Then I was a car, and now I'm a bus.
But car to bus, that's an upgrade. I mean,
not really, because I'm in the center of the bus.
You can see in the distance this gargantuan wall covered in neon and wiring. You dump down nearly everything the crowd had in front of them. And they're like, You see them kind of look at each other. Then they look back at you and they're like, yeah, but what we really need is a dinosaur.
Sorry, mate. All right, where are these dinosaurs?
The raptor who's removed his hood is like, across the sea in the shining city. I can take you there, but you got to bring me into the grid, yeah?
Yeah,
you got to hide me when we get there, yeah? I ain't too light.
All right. What is your name?
Call me Johnny.
As you drive, you look around at your surroundings. The mountains are these dusty, jagged peaks. There's not much sign of civilization here anywhere. Actually. War. Ape Joel, nice. Ape Joel, you find something. Okay, so you're just driving through like a mountain path, right? And maybe you're looking out the window. Maybe you're getting your ape face in the breeze just because it's nice.
Yeah. I get hot ape face sometimes. Yeah. Hot ape face sometimes. Yeah.
And you come across what looks like a small clearing. There's a campfire. You can just sort of, maybe it's off the road a little bit. There's a campfire and the remains of somebody. And you just sort of spy it as you go by. A campfire's out completely. The person is clearly dead.
How far are they from?
Oh, if you stop now, you could just hop out and have a look.
Can I reach them from the window?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
No, you can't reach them from the window.
Damn. Leave them.
What are you? You carry on. Eventually night falls. And you... I suppose, do you have headlights on your bus? It's the wasteland. Ah, fuck. Even if you don't, you can set up torches on the front to provide some light. You know,
like, just like a fucking... Oh, wait. I was thinking like a wooden torch.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you can do that as well. Smash it into the fucking light. That's what I was imagining.
Oh, good then, yeah.
Yeah. And as you drive, in the flickering light, you kind of have to go slow because the mountains are treacherous. You know what I mean? Not, they are safer than Jake's place, but they're
mountains.
They're mountains, yeah. Exactly.
And it's nighttime and we're on a bus.
So you have to go
slowly. I was thinking of harpoons, like big fucking giant spotlight on the harpoon.
Oh, yes.
Like swivel chair bit,
You're imagining the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
I'll smack you.
But as you're driving through the mountain, maybe you're going to have to install those spotlights at a later time.
That's fair.
The flickering lights in the front of the bus, and you maybe you have to like lean in, sort of over the steering wheel, also Joel, to kind of get a good idea of where you're going. The flickering lights illuminate what looks like the back legs and the backs of several people walking in two parallel, like, straight lines. Mm-hmm. You kind of, like, the flickering torch, are you just going to keep driving the moment they're illuminated, or are you just going to...
I might, like, stick my head out the window. You guys, what's going on?
The people, the lines of people, they don't turn around. But if you stick your head out, you kind of get the impression that they're carrying something.
Like, honk a bit.
they stop, but the people don't turn around.
Guys, what's going on?
The thing they're carrying is illuminated by your light. You see it as this elegant red throne.
All right.
You're only seeing the back of it, but there's a shuffling, and then a face pulls itself up over the throne and is illuminated in the light. It's pale. It has a widow's peak and a large red collar. Combat begins.
I was going to offer him a lift.
Get them, it says. Oh, wow, everybody did terribly. Just terribly. Except for the swine men, who did great. Hooray!
That's good.
The several people, the two lines of people, place the throne on the ground, and they turn around and start walking towards you, again, in unison. Everything they're doing is in unison. You can see that their faces are these dead, like, dead-eyed, barely paying attention, almost zombies. Like, they're not dead, but they are, what do you call it? Like, they're just, they're enthralled almost. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They begin walking towards the bus. The swine men don't do anything. They're just panicking in the back seats.
No, fair enough.
Oh, maybe Muckmouth comes up towards you guys and has a pistol drawn. Yeah. Or Ape Joel? Seems like she's ready to defend the bus if they attack.
Just gonna drive.
I mean, a man sitting on a throne. What would you call that? Because I'd call him a king.
I would also call him a king.
That depends. You consider Dracula a king?
Yes.
He's king of the vampires.
All right, look. Majority rules, he's a king. I'll give you that. Dracula equals king.
Write that down. I want that used in all D&D games in the future.
This is dinosaur world.
In real life.
Yep. Dracula, king. Rightio. You've established he's a king. Now what? What's your next move?
I'm going to talk him out of combat.
All right.
Okay. Using my handsomeness, which is a 2, mm-hmm. but kings is a +3, so that's 5.
Right, yeah.
Maybe it's time for a little song.
And you get your singing stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Just need to warm up.
Me.
Need to figure out what I want to sing at him. Mm. You there, king, what are you doing today? Why are you attacking me in this way? I am an ape. This is my song. Call your men off. This is all wrong. Roll.
Perfect.
+9. Okay. The man on the throne holds up his hand, and the individual's walking towards you. There's about 3. There's about 6 of them. They stop walking towards you, and he... What is your business coming this way?
We're trying to get into Battle Route 66.
What is Battle Route 66? Do you perhaps... Mark Mouth puts a hand on his shoulder. You fucking stupid fuckwit. We were just fucking there. How do you keep forgetting the fucking name of it? Battlezone fucking 66. Even this fucking fella knows what he's talking about. Even he knows the fucking name.
Battlezone 66, Ape Joel.
Battlezone 66. Sorry, my mistake. I've got a bit of ape brain.
That's in the other direction.
Yeah, we need to get a dinosaur.
We need to find a dinosaur so that the blokes let us through into the grid area so then we can get the Battlezone 66 so then we can...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, I'm not stopping you. If you let me be on my way, I'll let you be on your way.
Yeah. What are you up to, Sir King?
I am just heading forward.
All right. Do you need a lift?
No, I have my whites to carry me on my throne.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Well,
do you want us to put your throne on top of the bus? That'll get you carried faster.
Then where will my whites go?
I mean, they can go in the bus.
They can hang with us.
We, they've got a lot of seats.
Let's fucking roll. Ah, yeah.
Good.
Count Dracula is like, that sounds like a good idea. Quicker than being carried. The whites turn around and heft him onto the top of the bus between the two harpoon guns.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They then pile on like what, file in one by one in unison into the bus.
Seek.
All right, you just got to let us know where you want to be dropped off.
I need to feast on blood.
Yeah?
Is that going to be a problem?
Like,
well, King Count Dracula, as long as it's not us, and I'm an ape, so you don't want my dirty ape blood.
True.
Also, Joel is part ape, so don't stress about
him
either.
A lot of us here are part ape.
We're all a lot of ape.
Count Dracula's like, well, I'm sure you are definitely an ape, but the rest of you,
like, you don't have. I mean, if you want, we can get some other lad. You can.
What about these swine men? Look,
spiritual leader.
We've grown attached to him,
but we're sure we can find you more.
Well, if we find somebody for me to eat, very soon,
yeah,
then we have a deal. The moment I am hungry, things will be very bad for you.
All right, the moment you're hungry, before you eat someone,
we'll pull over.
We'll have a discussion of who you want to eat.
Okay,
and, all right.
Count.
Cool.
Count King Dracula.
Yes. Cool.
Let us help you. Yeah. Help us help you.
Yeah.
Look, and honestly, back in the grid, there's a fucking long line of dickheads. Just saying.
Like, a Dracula could clean up.
Well. Like,
look, just between you and me, Count, we started a fake religion.
Diabolical.
And fucking 50 dickheads, they stood around our boss and were like, Thorin Charles Jackson, they fucking killed two people. That's fucked.
We could be, if your name starts with A, you got to be fed to a Dracula. I'll eat it up.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look, we look like the good guys, but not that good. We've seen some shit, Count Dracula King, sir.
He gives you a big, pale, pointy-nailed thumbs up.
We can work together here, Count Drac.
Okay. King.
So where are you going?
I'm heading for the Vampire City.
All right.
Is that near the Dinosaur City?
No, it is beyond the Swine Man territory. But if you drop me off, I can head towards the Vampire City.
All right. Yeah, we'll give you a lift. We're going to the docks, I want to say.
You're probably going to head back to Filthport, to be honest.
All right. There's
with the vampire there. Hour now. Good. There's a lot of people in Filthport.
Yeah.
How much loyalty do you have?
Mock Mouth Might is the thing I'm worried about.
She can see about
although,
them.
Yeah, she was like, fuck these cunts. So
you might be right. Depends.
We'll drop you off in some swine man territory or something.
Okay. But you have a while to go, so when I get hungry, we have to have that discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He clams back onto the roof of the bus.
We drive.
Carry on through the night.
Kind of have a bit of a look. Is there any dudes?
You don't?
Wait. How dead was that other guy that we drove past?
Oh, pretty dead. I mean, there'd be a bit of blood left, but he wouldn't be happy about it. But you can go back.
Nah.
It's up to you.
Nah. Only go forward, douche.
Oh, dear.
Ape Joel.
Come on. Okay, you've managed to drive the bus fine. And as daylight breaks over the mountains. Oh, yeah. There's a banging on the roof. Let me in. Let me in. The daylight is coming.
Oh, shit, of course.
We open. We let him in. Obviously.
He clambers in like a fucking spider on the roof and into drops inside the bus. Whew, that was a close one.
Forgot you had the daylight thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Me too. Apparently.
Sick. We've got a good like 12 odd hours with him not being a hassle to get somewhere.
All right. He sits up the back of the bus.
So we got 12 hours where if he gets hungry, he can't go outside to eat.
That's all right. Look, I'm not going to lie.
You drive probably for a little Damo. Longer.
Yeah, I'm not very attached to Damo. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, he tried to kill us.
Yeah.
It's a cunt.
Dracula, after a while, up the back, like, you're just driving along. The daylight, you know, as what passes for a pleasant view in the wasteland kind of extends out before you. And Dracula, up the back, you're going to be like, I'm hungry.
All right.
It's hit.
Okay, stop the bus.
All right, stop the bus.
I want to, like, go back to the end, like, the back of the seat.
Yeah.
Like, right. The back of the bus. And just, like, sit down, arm over Dracula, and be like, Dracula.
Before we do that, quick Joel discussion. Oh, yeah. No, you talk to Dracula first.
Real then talk. Real Joel talk.
Then we'll get Joel talk happening.
Yeah. All right, Dracula. So, yes. I'm going to give you a boy. Don't you worry. But I reckon we can make this beneficial. So how do you want me to sell it? So it can just fit into a religion. Like, do you want to be just like...
I'm just looking to eat, man.
All right. I'm just trying to be like, hey, I mean...
You can do what that dress it up however you like, as long as
you
I
don't
get
mind?
To eat the flesh. Right. The blood, I don't worry. Mind.
Thank you. Just give me 5.
All right, Joel talk.
Give you a thumbs up.
So that gospel we wrote down before, yeah. I reckon we just announce that there's a 5th passage and pretend we've read it out, where all demos are food.
That's good.
All demos.
Are food.
Food.
Perfect.
But yeah.
For a Dracula.
For a Dracula.
In brackets, for a Dracula.
In brackets. For a Dracula.
Cool.
Spiritual advisor. The spiritual advisor.
He kind of walks up to you. Yeah, who's the new blokes?
Don't worry about them.
Okay.
Can you just read out this? Just give everyone a bit of a sermon. Just read these passages out, just to remind everyone why we're here.
Yeah, he kind of like stands up in front of the
I want to make like, but that one like number 3.
Yeah,
make sneak
it in. Confuse everyone.
Sneak like, it in.
The God Joel's have asked that I give a sermon on the bus. Tenet 1, in death we are all Daryl. Tenet 2, never trust a Jackson. Tenet 3, he kind of gives you a glance. Also, Joel.
Give him the thumbs
right.
up.
All demos are food. Demo, like, his eyes go wide.
For a Dracula.
What? For a Dracula. Demo immediately, like, just turns his head to the Dracula next to him. Just, he starts trying to climb out of the vehicle.
I'm like, Drac, give him a point.
Oh, okay, so here's just going to be a little fight between Dracula and Demo. Oh, no. Demo, like, reaches for the window, but maybe it's one of the few windows in this bus that is not smashed open. He starts slamming his head against it as Dracula just curls his fingers around Damo's shoulders, brings his head back, and just embeds his teeth in Damo's sweet pink pig neck. There's an unpleasant... As Damo is drained of his blood, Dracula sits back in the back of the bus and pats his stomach. Good. Finish Thank you, Joel.
No. Finish the sermon.
A very, very shaky, scared spiritual leader is like, dead Jackson's aunt, Daryl. Just be a good bloke.
I forgot about that one.
Good.
I like that you're like, well, look, be a good bloke, but also, well, name is a food for a dragon. So like,
what's up with that?
Oh, gotta be a good bloke. That's the same thing. Also, Dracula's a king. Dracula seems real happy. What are you doing with the body of Damo? Just hurling it out the window.
Hurl out the window and be like, goodbye, Daryl.
Yeah.
The body of Daryl, of Damo, just Damo ragdolls Daryl. Its way down the mountain. Like, it's very unceremonious.
Say a prayer, spiritual advisor.
And we give, like, a sanctimonious, like, just thumbs up. So like, instead of a cross, a thumbs up.
It's real good. I mean, real sad when someone dies. Be sad about it. In death, we are all Daryl.
You are a good bloke.
You are a good bloke. He holds up his trotter. When you get back on the bus, you see that all the swine men are staying very far away from Dracula. By all the swine men, I mean Steve.
Steve, you're not a demo. Don't stress.
What's to say you're not going to change it?
What
all
do you mean?
Deimos and Steve's are food for a Dracula.
We haven't changed it. These are
what
just
if he gets hungry again? Dracula pipes up, yes. What if I get hungry again?
There will be more Deimos.
Like, look, Deimo. I mean, Steve. It's things happen.
Is Steve going to try and run? Yeah. You're like, look, Deimo, the moment you say that, his eyes, his little black piggy eyes widen in fear and he tries to barrel past you.
How's Dracula? Is he hungry? Can
no.
he eat again?
He ate.
All right. So I said, Steve, I'll try and calm him down. And
yeah, look, you managed to calm him. He sits back down, but you can tell that he is a nervous swine man. Like, Lord Almighty, is he nervous.
All right, let's drive.
Rightio. You carry on driving until eventually you exit the mountains and you sort of descend down back into the muddy hellscape that is Swine Man territory. The clouds form overhead and a light drizzle
What's
begins
Muck
raining.
What's Muck think of all of this?
I imagine the whole time Muck Mouth is just watching Chew and Gum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
That's what I always imagine it just being, yeah, all right.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She's like, gotta feed a fucking Dracula, I guess. In a fucking, you know, you got one cunt who's like a fucking sign man, you get one cunt who's a fucking Dracula, you feed the fucking Dracula. That just makes fucking sense. She's like, I know the fucking food chain. Dracula's fucking humans down here, fucking swine men. It's just fucking reasonable.
And Johnny a raptor.
Johnny a raptor, who's just, he's just quite quiet in the back of the bus. It seems like he knows that a Dracula doesn't want raptor blood. He's not nervous.
Good.
Seems like that's just knowledge Johnny has.
All right.
Radio, you arrive back, in Swine Man territory. The clouds form overhead, and the rain that is like an ever-present feature of Swine Man territory begins to plink on the roof of the bus. Even though it's kind of dark, the sun's not out, Dracula stays inside because he doesn't want to get wet.
All right.
Fair. All right, just before we go outside, look. So Dracula's on the bus. How big's the bus? Can I have like a little heart-to-heart, gorilla-to-Swine Man chat with Steve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All look, right. Look. The bus is big, but it's not like it's crowded. But you can take him away. People are doing other stuff all the time.
Steve.
It's also got six just whites on it as well.
Yeah.
W-I-G-H-T, I should say, not W-H-I-T. I'm not just like, a lot of crackers on this bus.
No, like, you mean Dracula's mates?
I mean enthralled humans, yes.
Yeah, Steve, I know that you're stressed based on what happened before.
You just fed him to that Dracula.
No, it's gospel. Don't worry about it. You're not a demo, you're a Steve.
Well, see, before that, I was a... And I became a Steve. So, seems like you have the power to just change my name whenever you want.
Steve, we don't. And look, I have a present for you.
Okay.
I found these tennis shoes. And I think they're going to look great on you. Look, it's going to make your feet feel a lot better. Your trotters feel a lot better.
Steve tries to put the tennis shoes on what are just trotters. They just don't... Just doesn't work.
All right, I'm like, look.
You could tape them on, no. Tie them on with string.
I get a better idea. Steve, look. You know what else will look great? If we just tie the shoelaces together. Look, it's now around your neck. That's good. It's a nice necklace.
Wearing a necklace of tennis shoes.
I pat him on the shoulder. I'm like, I was a man once and now I'm an ape. So I understand how you've gone from to a Steve. It's a tough transition. But
he does not look comfortable. Not even a bit. Maybe more panicked. But you don't have tennis shoes anymore, and that's all right.
Got rid of them. Good.
Righty, so what is your next move? You're in Swine Man territory. You're just going to head straight for Filthport.
So, Dracula.
Yes.
So we're in Swine Man territory now. We're giving you a lift. Is this, can you make your way from here? Is that what you wanted?
Yes, that sounds fine. Exits the...
Dracula, wait. Wait a second.
He turns around. Eh?
You sure you don't want to come with us?
I'm like, give... Like...
No. Swine Man territory. I'm sure there's a bunch of Damos here.
Yeah, but...
What do you get bonuses? Do you get any Dracula bonuses, Dusha?
Kings.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Plus three? Plus two hands in him.
Yeah. Dracula's like, look, the vampire city, not so good. Full of vampires.
Yeah. You know what?
Whites, fuck off. Go tell them I'm not coming.
Perfect. All right.
The whites file out of the bus and just start walking through the mud, and Dracula climbs back on.
All right. Now, the other thing, Dracula, you've been great. You still are great. How often do you need to eat?
Probably once every 2 days.
So you're sweet for another
day.
36 hours.
We're going to need some more damage.
Or in Swineman territory. Oh, spiritual advisor.
They are browbeaten and scared, these poor swine men. In fact, I should probably make some rolls for it. He clambers towards you. Yeah.
Here's a cigar.
He tentatively puts it in his snout, lights it.
You'll be the first to heaven.
Jesus Christ. He just begins weeping.
I didn't mean right now. I meant when you die of natural causes in many moons from now.
He nods, but like his breath is coming sharp and fast. Hot pig breath in your face.
That's all right. I'm an ape. I've got bad breath too.
That's true. Everyone does.
Ape me has... I'm not a good person.
You guys, the wasteland changed you. For the worse.
Mm.
I liked that in Dinosaur Park, I was the monster.
Yeah.
This time around.
Well,
just saying.
What happened to our black teenage daughter?
Ask Mockmouth. She'll probably know.
You arrived without her.
All right.
Mockmouth, she doesn't know. You could ask Mickey.
Yeah, let's ask Mickey.
What do you?
I leave the. I'm like.
You just spiritually. Like,
I'm
fuck
like,
that up.
No,
just
go. Like,
oh, we'll do the spiritual leader first.
Okay.
All right, look.
But I figured we would have asked this beforehand.
Yeah.
What do we want to say to the spiritual leader? Because we need to round up Damos.
We need to round up some Damos.
But.
Is that what you're just saying?
Yeah.
How do you want me to go about that? Go in?
And ask.
We need some Damos and we need some Steves.
He hops off the bus. I was like, you all we need watch some, out the window.
We need some Damos, we need some Steves. I'm like, spiritual advisor, use your guidance from above. The divine guidance you have.
Right here. So I'm assuming you've pulled up out the front of like one of the swine men little settlements.
Is this the worst thing anyone's ever done? We're making a man pick who lives and dies of his own kind.
Well, so is that all you're telling him?
Yep.
He's going to come back with a lot of Steves.
So
we got to be careful.
You see the spiritual advisor step off the bus and he heads up to the gate. They're quite kind of too far away for you to hear the conversation, but the gate opens and he heads inside.
Oh, no.
Nothing happens for about 2 hours. And then nothing continues to happen.
I think you might have fucked us.
Yeah. All right, drive up to the gates.
Mm-hmm.
It's to start honking.
One of the swine men, and these are not the nervous swine men that you browbeat. It was like a full-on proud swine man. Seems like the, you know, this little settlement's very small, much smaller than Hog. It's maybe, you know, like 8 houses or something. He's like, what can I do for you?
We just after our spiritual advisor that just came in here
not
2 hours ago.
Oh, you mean the little
ago.
White fella? He's I think I said earlier, the spiritual advisor is like an old man with white hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
Don't like outsiders.
That's all right.
He's an outsider too.
He's an outsider.
We know, that's why we got him.
What do you mean got him?
He kind of like climbs down, opens the gate, goes inside. You hear like a muffled... The gate opens up, he pulls out the dead body of the spirit.
No!
No! He slumps him in the ground.
Bring him on the boss.
Nah, let's raise this town to the ground.
We bring the spiritual advisor or the boss because we need food.
Right. You bring it for Dracula?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
like, I don't normally like them just dead. I like to do it myself, but I'll make an exception.
It's holy blood.
It is holy blood.
Well, whatever you say, I'm drinking it.
And then we got pork.
Yeah.
And we don't need to like bloodlet it either. Dracula did it for us.
That's pretty good.
We're going to eat our friend.
Hey, you got to make the tough decisions in the wasteland. What are you?
Let's raid this town.
You're just going to like get back in the bus, the swine man, just go back and you just drive through the gate.
Yep. Steve's still on the bus. Steve's still on the bus.
Steve. Spiritual advisor.
It's hard to tell when a pig is smiling. But you think Steve is very happy about this development. Oh.
You've been blessed, Steve.
Hang on. Let me just... Steve looks down at the body of the previous spiritual advisor. He's like, oh.
No, Steve. He was a non-believer.
Right.
And also, we learned our lesson. He was a martyr, the first into heaven.
What about the other day?
Second into heaven.
You'll be the last to heaven.
He seems happy about that news. You get the sense that it's not like he believes. It's just he's just so scared. He's just so scared.
Can I promote him to king?
It's your fucking religion. Do what you like.
King spiritual advisor Steve.
Okay. Fuck, you went through swine men.
We had so many and now they're all gone.
No, I think, not Steve, just spiritual advisor.
Spiritual advisor.
King spiritual advisor.
King spiritual advisor. Rightio. So you slam your bus through the gates of this little swine man settlement. The two swine man guards on either side are very shocked. And we're just like, those dickheads gave us a fella. Oh my God. You burst in and inside, it's very similar, but like a more compacted version of Hog. Just a collection of swine men all standing around, very shocked. Nobody seems like they expected this at all.
Mm.
How are you going to take them out?
Run them over.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Rightio.
But cripple a bunch of them so they can't move.
Okay.
Just load up our bus.
Goodness. So there aren't heaps of swine men in
this. Happened to us?
In this. Wasteland changes people. It's just life.
Mark Mouth is just like, yeah.
What ifs? Mark Mouth's like, fucking, like I said before, that's the fucking food chain. Draculas, humans, swine men.
Not you, spiritual advisor. You're a bum.
Yeah, well. You.
Although Mark Mouth was eating swine men earlier. She doesn't care. She sees them as animals. Yeah. What ifs?
You, like, go in and basically just start doing doughies, I'm imagining.
Yeah, good.
And those doughies knock. You remember I said swine men have a lot of stilt houses?
Yeah.
Those doughies, like, the back of the bus just careens with the stilts. The house collapses in, kills swine men. They are struggling to get an attack your whirling bus of death. If you were out, maybe they'd have a chance. But the fact that your bus is almost like the length of the inside of this settlement means that you just sort of sweep up.
All right.
You've created absolute muddy destruction.
I want, as we've decimated them, so like a tenth of their population. I want to stop the bus.
Okay.
And then I want to get out.
Leave spiritual advice. All right, you get out. I'm going to distract spiritual advisor. He doesn't want to see this.
No, it's easy to find. I'm going to use my orator skills. And I'm going to be like, nation or people of this town of Swineman.
So you took out, what, 10%? You said? Of the Swineman in the town? Okay. So there's about maybe 19 people left.
Good. Be like, for being an unbeliever and like for being like the heathens that you are and killing our spiritual advisor, the very first in the religion of Splinterhoof.
The first into heaven.
First into heaven, second into heaven.
Yeah, careful there.
And try to be like, all will be forgiven if you join our bus and you won't die and you'll be renamed Damon.
Has also Joel convinced his flock? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.